In the history of Islam, this is the fact that the flag of Muslims in Islam was black. But the colors, the black color is the mourning color or something like that.
Who told you?
Because I had my experience.
Religious background?
No, in general, the color, black color.
The general background would not apply to religion.
Yes, sir.
You must have some religious source to support your view. Otherwise, it will be meaningless as far as religion goes. The significance of all these things in religious affairs are much deeper than just the superstitious views of the people. Moreover, this changes from place to place. When we visited Norway in 1982, I was wearing a white dress totally. My achkan and my shalwar and kameez and everything was white, and also my turban. So some people who were visiting there from some Eastern European countries, they came and started commiserating with me, sympathizing with me for some death in my family. I said, what? They said, you are wearing the white dress. That indicates mourning. So you must have suffered a big loss. You're totally clad in white from top to bottom. You see? So the customs change. In some places it's black for mourning, in some places it's white for mourning. So you should have asked the significance of the black color.
Yes.
In fact, both black and white are employed in Islam to indicate things. Both have something in common. Do you know what that is?
Sir, I don't know.
Pardon? What did you say?
They show white flag for Sunnah.
No, no. What is common characteristically in these two colors?
No, I
don't know. Anybody can offer again?
Day and night?
Yes, please, just a moment.
Light has come, that is the white, and the black is on the black, that is.
So why should black be chosen as Islamic color then?
No, white and black. White is
black. Any other guess? A penny for the guess, as they say in English. Come on. No, you have finished your guess.
Is it that black can vanquish white, but white cannot vanquish black?
Something in common which has a bearing in Islam, which has beautifully employed in Islam. White absorbs, black absorbs total light, does not miss an iota of light. So from looking heavenly words, black indicates that we absorb entire light from heaven. And white reflects total light, without being dishonest about it. So a messenger has two aspects. One, our receiving things from Allah. In that respect, he is Nabi. Whatever he receives, he is completely, totally absorbed. And when he speaks to the others, he reflects the entire light without being dishonest or stingy about it. So that reflection makes it white. So reception, that is a complete reception without leaving anything out, and reflection, that is a complete reflection without leaving anything out, they are witnessed only in two colors, black and white. So both have been employed in Islam as flags. And also in Jamaat Ahmadiyya's choice of colors, in Jamaat Ahmadiyya's flag and in Khudam Ali Ahmadiyya's flag, both are reflected.